Hello, welcome to The Beauty of Ivy, the podcast with me, your host, Anita Korshall. Today, we're going to talk about a subject that's close to my heart. It's menopause. Why? Because I've been there. And I'm telling you, it ain't much fun. It's fine. It can be okay. And for some of us, it is okay. Some people sail through it and others really, really have a difficult time that I can't even imagine or know of. Now, it's good that we're finally living in a time when we're talking about the menopause. It's become, thanks to people really getting out there and talking about it, it's now not a taboo. In fact, until the early 20th century, the word hormone didn't even exist. What did exist was Ayurveda, a 5,000-year-old healing science that advocated a simple yet profound approach to living a healthy, balanced life. Now, the Ayurvedic approach differs greatly from Western medicine in that it aims to prevent as opposed to cure disease. And so when we talk of menopause, really we want to start that prevention process way before we get to the menopause stage. You know, I would say to women in their 30s, really be mindful of what you're doing now that will allow you to move through this time with grace and power. Now, women at this time are transitioning from having established careers, perhaps having reared children, to now celebrating their wisdom and ability to truly know what they want from the next glorious stage of their life. So enjoy it, celebrate it. But if you're not feeling in the fullness of being, what can you do from an Ayurvedic point of view? Let's have a look at that. Firstly, what are the key symptoms of menopause? Hopefully they're manageable, but if they're not, what can we do? Some people will take HRT, and that's absolutely fine. I personally believe in it if it's what's needed. Through Ayurveda, there are things that you can do, such as take adaptogens, as these help to balance and adapt to what the body needs. Shatavari is the one that I would for sure recommend for any woman whose hormones need balancing. You can explore Shatavari in our range, but really it is the herb that is taken and prescribed in Ayurveda to balance hormones. We believe in a multi-layered approach, and for menopause, we believe that you need to look at your diet, herbs, yoga, meditation, breath work. But really, you begin by starting with panchkarma, because panch meaning five, karma meaning actions. Panchkarma is getting your body to a point that it is completely cleansed. When it's cleansed and there isn't this buildup of ama and toxins, the menopause becomes much easier to manage. Now, if you can't get to India for an Ayurvedic panchkarma, then there are places all over the world that do them, and you can do them at home as well. Typical imbalances that you'll find during menopause are things like your estrogen levels drop. Some of us may experience hot flushes, loss of libido, vaginal dryness, mind fog, inability to concentrate, mood swings, sadness, panic attacks, palpitations, bloating, weight loss, changing of body odour, difficulty sleeping, joint pain, thinning hair, dry skin, brittle bones. Oh boy, it does sound pretty grim. And I didn't have all these symptoms, or rather don't, but I did have some of them. But don't buy into the idea that you will have them all or that you'll have any. We're all different. For some of us, it's debilitating. And for others, it's a phase that goes quite easily. And now, no matter where you fall on the spectrum, as I say before, I definitely would recommend supplements. And for menopause, I would recommend Shatavari and I would recommend Ashwagandha. Now, some of us will have a fiery energy during menopause, and we will feel this out of balance as, you know, the hot flushes and the irritation. So Shatavari and Ashwagandha will help with that. And also what will help, as with all things in Ayurveda, is Dinacharya routines. This is a time you've been giving to everybody. This is a time to give to yourself. A daily Abhyanga massage is a non-negotiable. If you don't have time every day for a nice long massage, it's really, really important because there's a lot of dryness in the body. If you don't have time for a full daily massage, at least give the healing reflexes on your feet a massage using one of our oils. I would use surrender oil if you're really finding it difficult to sleep and feeling anxious and you're feeling a lot of that dryness. Or I would use the pitta oil if you're feeling a lot of that heat and that anger and frustration and you're having hot flushes. Use those oils on your feet and use them with our tension release massage dome. That will really help. Also do daily oil pulling, maybe cold sesame oil or coconut oil, as this helps to draw the toxins out of the mouth. And if you take the toxins out of the mouth, there's going to be less decay and you're just going to feel better all over because you're not putting the toxins back into the system. Nasal oil drops in the nose is also important because you want to clear the mind, and the nasal drops help to clear the mind. They help to clear the eyes and the throat as well, and take out all the pollutions and allergens and toxins that we carry from the nose, the brain, into the digestive system, where they move all over causing havoc, and even more so during menopause. Drops of oil in the ears as well is super important. Breathing sounds so elementary, but you know, when we're feeling these feelings, we don't breathe properly. Probably one of the most important things that we can do. Now, during Vata season, we feel this aggravation and we maybe want to do, but we really can't. So you really just want to focus on doing fewer, better things. Do what feeds your soul. Do what feeds your heart. Do what feels comfortable to you and let everything else go. It's not important. It can wait. Have things like warm water with cardamom and cinnamon and saffron. Eat foods that are going to be warming to your body. Less caffeine and fizzy drinks. Less cold foods and dry foods. And sleep. You want to get to sleep by 10 p.m. And you really want to focus on cool natural fibers, wearing cool natural fibers. And, you know, maybe starting off with something warmer on and then pulling it off, and cool natural sheets as well, of course. Linen is really good for that. And just really listen to your body. This is a time to just relax into yourself. Don't be hard on yourself. Menopause is a hard time and you just got to go easy on yourself. So the key tips, that other things that you can do: have a monthly cleanse, maybe do a monthly 1 or 2 day cleanse with our Khichdi recipe, and during that time give yourself a proper Abhyanga massage every day. Eat generally a Vata balancing diet, you know, that isn't going to aggravate Pitta if you're feeling the effects of menopause very adversely. Support your Agni by having grated ginger and lime with a pinch of salt before and after meals. That will really help. And as I say, fennel seeds throughout the day and water is also good. Practice pranayama and yoga. Super important. Focus on your breathing and do alternate nostril breathing. And yoga, there are particular yoga poses that will really help. Try yoga nidra as well, just because you really want to calm your nervous system. Bathe yourself in moonlight. Get out on summer nights and bathe under the moon just for 10-15 minutes and just sort of appreciate this glorious time in your life. The natural supplements that we said. If there is vaginal dryness, have some ghee. Again, it's all, like I said, about nourishment. Staying hydrated is super important. Caring for your heart is important. Just doing things like yoga will really just calm you down. That's what you want. And to maintain bone health, that's super important too. Make sure you're getting enough calcium in your diet. Eat adequate amounts of fiber and get your daily dose of vitamin D. When you're doing your yoga practices, the warrior pose is really good for this time in your life. Unfortunately, some of us will suffer thinning and hair loss at this time, and this is a tricky one because worrying about it does make it worse, and it's difficult not to worry about it. But one thing that does help is, on both levels, is using a hair oil, a decent natural hair oil. We've created Grow Strong with some incredible extracts in there that are known to strengthen hair follicles and nourish the scalp. Now, when you're nourishing the scalp, you're also soothing the scalp, you're calming your nervous system, and so that is a double whammy. And I would suggest that you use a hair oil at least once a week before you wash your hair. Massage the oil in, or get someone to do it for you. It's such a lovely, loving, tender thing to have done. Massage into the hair and leave for an hour or two to let the oils really penetrate deeply, and then wash as normal. That will help, as will a really rich, nourishing diet, rich in natural oils, will also help. Just try not to worry about it, and breathing deeply so you oxygenate the mind and the body. That will really help too. I hope that helps. I hope menopause is not too difficult for you, and I hope that if it is, you're reaching out to people and taking emotional support, and you know, getting the knowledge that you need to get your body back into balance. It's not a one size fits all. You know what to do. You've got to be doing the opposite. It's all about the opposite, and just really giving yourself the tender care you deserve, and then preparing for the best time of your life, because you are hopefully, you know yourself, sorted, check. You've done the child rearing bit or not. Perhaps you didn't want to, perhaps you found you couldn't, and that's fine. You've come to peace with it, check. And it's really about what you want now, and really enjoying the fullness of what you want. And when you don't feel like doing something, just not doing it. Until we meet again, I'm sending you a wish, real heartfelt wish for your well-being, to you menopausal women out there. You've got this, and we are with you. And see you very soon. Take care.